Okay.
Give me a pop. I don't know how to decide what kind they want.
If you said Coke, you just mean a Coca-Cola.
Coca-Cola. Mm-hmm. That's a slang word for Coca-Cola. Coke.
You don't have a word for just all of them.
No, you call them by the name.
Okay.
If it's manufactured by RC, you'd ask the man to give you an RC.
Okay, and that stuff that you're drinking is what?
Is beer.
Do you have any slang names for beer?
No. Usually, if you order a beer, you call it by the name, brand name here. Mm-hmm. You don't just go in and say, give me a beer.
Okay.
Unless he just sells one kind.
Yeah, true.
Or if you're in England, you'll buy, what do they call them in England? I done forgot now. What they call them. They had a dark and a light beer all they had.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
If you want to mix, you call them half and half.
Mm. All right. Then what do you call the kind of sweet pastry that you might cut up and then eat at breakfast? You might have nuts and raisins.
Well, I don't know. Unless it's some type of... I don't know what
it's a flat kind of pastry, and it comes in a ring usually. Or...
And eat at breakfast?
Yeah, a lot of people do.
Not in my part, they don't.
Well,
all you get for breakfast is old breakfast, eggs, a bacon, a sausage, and bread.
Yeah.
It's not pastry.
Do you know the term coffee cake?
Yeah.
What is that to you?
It's just a cake.
What is it like?
I don't think I've ever eaten one.
Okay. Would you know the term sweet roll or Danish or anything?
Oh, yeah, you have sweet rolls. Well, that would probably be a breakfast, but we don't ever use it.
Okay, and then what do you call the stuff that you would spread over a cake? The sweet stuff.
Icing.
Mm-hmm. And how about a donut that had this stuff spread over it?
Well, it'd be some of them have different types of, it's just a glazed donut. Mm-hmm. Some of them have chocolate on them. Mm-hmm. Some of them have white sugar.
Do you have a name for a rectangular frosted donut?
A rectangular frosted donut?
Yeah.
No.
How about a donut with jelly in it?
Well, they have names for them, but I don't know if jelly roll or something.
All right, yeah. A lot
that's
of people say that.
That's a kind of cake. That's a brand name, a jelly roll.
Is that a donut or not?
No, it's just a roll with jelly inside of it.
Mm-hmm. How about a twisted donut?
Yeah, I've seen some of those. We don't call them. It's just a donut that's twisted, more or less.
Mm-hmm. What would you call a ring that had a very big, gaudy stone in it? I guess that'd be a slang name.
Well, we just call it a diamond ring. Oh, I call rings have names. Mm-hmm. But I'm not that too familiar with them.
Mm-hmm. How about length of shorts? If you had shorts that just came right above your knee, what would they be?
Well, it's still, you've got, as far as a man, they've got two types of shorts that a man wears, but it'd still be just shorts.
Okay.
Unless you've got undershorts.
Yeah.
That you wear under your clothes and not out in public, then you have shorts that you wear out in public.
Yeah. Well, what about on a woman? Would there be a name for that type of shorts?
Well, they've got their underclothing, which are
little
shorts. I think you call them panties.
Mm-hmm. Well, what about pants that came below the knee on a woman? Not all the way down, but just...
Came below? I don't know what to call them.
All right. Do you have... what would you call clothes that were previously owned by somebody else? Maybe an older family member, and then they were given to you.
Yeah, hand-you-downs.
All right. And suppose that they were things that you went out and bought used in a thrift store.
Bought used clothes?
Mm-hmm. Just used clothes? Do you have a slang name for very fashionable or good-looking clothes?
No, I don't.
All right. What would you put clothes in the closet to store them in the summertime to store your winter clothes in?
Mothballs. You put mothballs in there with them.
Would you put them in some kind of container?
Yeah, you have a little storage thing that you can buy.